We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Julius, congrats.
New York, we here.
He made his first All-Star team. He's the leading candidate for the most improved player. Might even make an All-NBA team. And more importantly, trying to lead the New York Knicks back to the NBA postseason.
Well. Hello, Andrew Claudio. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Didn't we just do this? Here I am. I'm sitting there. I'm like, it's 7:45. We have a Patreon pod scheduled that we're supposed to do in 40 minutes.
40 minutes. I was gonna put my laundry in, but now,
you know what? We recorded the Kemba emergency live stream yesterday morning. I was wearing this shirt. I recorded my Chuck D interview yesterday. Spoiler alert, Chuck D interview is dropping on Friday.
Oh, that's the special guest for tomorrow's pod. Chuck D, the legend.
The legend, the one and only, wearing this shirt. And I'm like, I should probably change my shirt in case, you know, people don't think I shower. So I just, you know, this was going to be the showering time. And then just as I'm contemplating getting in the shower and changing my shirt, this happens, and my wife says, hey, could you come get the baby? So this is literally just a repeat of yesterday, except the news is different.
Mm-hmm.
$117 million over 4 years for Julius Randle extension. Can I just take a quick victory lap?
Go ahead. Take the victory lap, and then we'll get some reactions. But I think both of you, John and Jeremy, have been on this for a while, but yeah, just go right ahead.
No, just because, you know, there's been discrepancy in the reporting about what the maximum figure could be on this. And the number that was originally tossed around was a number that did not incorporate the salary that Randle actually made last year. And that would have been something that started at 100 and I think six, or an extension that was 106 million or 107, I think. This clearly incorporates the bonuses that he got in, which is how my reading of the CBA always was. And unless I'm mistaking something, I all credit to Jeremy, because this was originally his idea. And then I went and dug into the CBA, and it is what it is. I don't know what else to say other than to start off with, what a steal.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too? I mean, I don't know. So
there's an element to that, because I know a lot of Knicks fans wanted, after the playoffs, this 5-game sample size. And you can now see how I feel with calling it a 5-game sample size, that like I can't just limit Randall's entire season to those 5 games. I have to take the sum of everything. But there are some Knicks fans that were, because he's on a cheap deal for a year, wanted to go with the wait and see approach to what he looks like with fans in the stands, what he looks like again this year, because that 1 year can look like an anomaly when you look at the totality of his entire career. But if you could now talk about how this is a steal compared to his market value, a second team All NBA player at that value is unreal.
Well, just for context. So Julius Randle, the total of the deal for the next 5 years, and by the way, there's a player option on the final year, which is fine. The total value of the deal makes him, it's an average annual value of $28 million a year. $28 million a year, as I tweeted out a few minutes ago, puts him as the 39th highest paid player in the NBA. Here are the guys that are in that range in terms of money per year. So I'm going to actually go with here. I'm just going to start reading down the list of guys under 32 million.
Okay.
The first name on the list, I promise, is the first name on the list as it appears on Hoopside: Kristaps Porzingis, Karl-Anthony Towns, Devin Booker, Jokic, Andrew Wiggins, Joel Embiid, Kevin Love, Drew Holiday, CJ McCollum, D'Angelo Russell, Gordon Hayward, Blake Griffin still, because he is getting paid that contract, Jamal Murray, Brandon Ingram, Jason Tatum, Bam Adebayo, De'Aaron Fox, Donovan Mitchell, and then Al Horford, and then you go down a level. There are some names in there that are obviously players that you'd rather have than Julius Randle.
Mm-hmm.
There are some names in there of players that you would certainly not rather have than Julius Randle. I don't care, Atlanta series or no Atlanta series. He is at the very worst fairly compensated now for what kind of player he is. And at the best, he keeps getting better. Hey, at the best, he keeps getting better, and he makes this contract look like a steal. I think, honestly, over the course of the deal, I think the contract is going to look like a fair contract. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're ever going to get to a territory where it's like, holy crap, this is, you know, an utter steal. Like, for example, Kemba Walker's second contract. I know this isn't Randall's second contract, but like Kemba Walker's second contract was 4 years, $48 million. That looked ridiculous by year two. Like, this isn't of that level, but I think it's going to be fair. And the most important thing, and then I'll kick it back to you, because this is the last real thought that I have on this, is, you know, this is a player, and I get the CAA connection, I get the Kentucky connection, I get the whole thing.
Mm.
It's a player saying, I believe in what we're doing here. Again, coming off the Kemba choice to come here and be the point guard, right, for $8 million a year. This is another player saying, I believe in what you guys are doing here. I want to continue to be the backbone of this organization. Anyone who ever had any of these fake Julius Randle trades, like, I think he put it to bed.
Yeah.
I think this is a sign that I don't know who's going to be here. I don't know who's not going to be here, but I think Julius is going to be here. And we have our first super chat at 8:12 in the morning from Slacker Hero. For any skeptics, don't let 5 games rule over the totality of Julius's magical season last year. He deserves the chance to show us more. And sure enough, CT.
Of course, CT Pippen.
CT Pippen just is, gosh, man.
Uh-huh.
I need to have a Christmas party this year so I can invite CT for some cocktail weenies and eggnog.
He might be paying for it at this point.
Yeah, seriously. These morning drops are fire. The best part of this is these guys want to be here. Thank you. Keep up the great work, KFS. So,
Andrew, thank you, CT.
What, any other thoughts from you?
I mean, my thoughts on all of this, I mean, I've said this during the season that what he did this year, and I hate to get hyperbolic, and I think the word important gets thrown around just far too often in sports, far too often in pop culture. But like what happened in Brooklyn was real. Like those guys chose to go there, and it's the closest I ever felt to like, there's a chance that the next generation will never know what it's like to be like a Knicks fan when it was special.
And that's meaningful regardless of if you think that was the right move to let them go there because of case their personalities or whatever issue. But that was a real, that was a shot to the gut.
Well, regardless of how like we personally feel about KD and Kyrie, them choosing them, that place, that that place we've always looked down on, changed everything. It was the first time I had to, like, just personally, it's the first time I ever had to take the Nets seriously as like a draw in this city. And I still don't know like if we're ever going to see the long-term effects from this, but like Randall being the guy to the point where the guy was getting MVP chance, legitimate MVP conversations,
second MVP team votes all NBA, too.
MVP votes. Like what he did this year changed everything, the trajectory of this franchise as Brooklyn was rising. And now the next generation of young Knicks fans can understand what the old heads like us meant, that it's special to be a Knicks fan. And that's largely in part to the season Julius Randle had. And look, like, it's the frustrating part for me about the skeptics to what he did in the playoffs is like, I don't even want to just limit to what he contributed to on the court. Like, I'm going to enjoy like rooting for Julius Randle over the next couple years. Like, Kaiden's like a little brother to all of us now. Like, I didn't even realize the Randles, they got married on my birthday 5 years ago. They were celebrating their anniversary on August 3rd. Another thing we can celebrate that's not Tom Brady, you know? So I just, in general, love the leadership that he brings to this team, love the attitude, like the interview with Woj that he had, and he said what he's actually looking forward to is the offseason where that's where I actually get to work on my game and get better. And then like the season is just all about results. It's the work we get to put in. That's a guy that Knicks fans can fall in love with. Cause like you and I have talked about this. There's no portion of our time as Knicks fans where it's like, they won me a championship and that's why they're my heroes. Our heroes as Knicks fans are largely losers. as real as that is. So it's the Patrick Ewings. It's like for some of us, Carmelo Anthony's. It's the John Starks. It's the Allen Houston's. It's the Latrell Sprewell's. And Julius Randle, we hope, will, you know, win a little bit more than them. But this is a guy we can all get behind. And boy, the 180 that he did to his reputation in this town, that I think is another thing you could touch on. Where we were a year ago with this guy to compared to where we are now is just incredible to see. And it's a testament to how hard he worked to get it there.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I don't know how much more needs to be said. I mean, just, you know, in terms of the playoff appearance, and a couple more Super Chat comments here. Jessica Clarice, Alza, hey, what's going on? I recognize the Abby from Twitter. Mm-hmm. You guys have been killing it with these emergency morning live streams this week. Really makes for a great way to start work. Excited for this next season. Thank you so much. And Mensa.
Married man.
There you go. As the neighborhood Julius Randle skeptic. Oh, look, both of my daughters.
I knew it. Somebody said on Twitter, one of these days you're going to do an emergency live stream with both kids. And here we are. Emergency live stream.
She's here to see the other kid, not me. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe he signed this extension. If he keeps this up, this deal is a steal, and it speaks to his trust in the front office. This has been a great 24 hours. You know, the last guy that we had here, or the only guy that we had here as like the guy, since Ewing, you can't overcrowd the camera for me. What are you doing? Is Melo, you know, and Melo had three nice years and then some not nice years because mm-hmm. the organization was run into the ground. I don't really blame him for that. I think, you know, this has a chance to be Randall's going to now be the backbone for the organization that has needed a backbone really for some time. As long as Leon Rose and World Wide West and Scott Perry and the rest of the brain trust, you know, continue to make smart moves. And I have no reason to believe that they will not continue to make smart moves. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that needs to be said.
I mean, this felt like, I don't know how you felt, but seeing this felt like the final move of the offseason.
I don't know
of another significant move there is to be done unless you see a trade option on this horizon.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about that right now, but I think there is a world where there is another move. Maybe it wouldn't shock me. The only reason I would say probably not another move in the off season is because the tradable salaries that they have left are all their rookie contracts. And Mitchell Robinson, who's not technically a rookie contract, but he might as well be because it's so cheap. And I don't think they want to trade any of those guys. Or at the very, let me rephrase that. If they want to trade any of those guys, I don't think they're going to trade them in deals that are feasible, you know, right now. I think they want to hang on to Obi, and I think they want to hang on to Quickly and like all, you know. I mean, Knox was the obvious candidate, but again, he makes $6 million. I don't think there's anything out there that they're getting for that without the requisite cap space to take a bigger salary back into. So, yeah, I think they're probably done, you know, a little bit of accounting in terms of the McBride contract, in terms of do they keep Fuldoza or not?
Yeah.
You know, all of that stuff. But it's look, they've set themselves up. This was as if we needed another reminder. This was another reminder that they are kind of done playing the cap space game. And they know that they're still going to have a ton of cap space in 2023. This doesn't change that. And in fact, this actually makes it probably easier because the cap is going to go up a little bit over the next 2 years, you know, less than this deal is going to age.
It's all four guaranteed. It's not like a 3+1, right?
He is a player option on the final year.
All right. But is that the first player option they've given out in a while, though?
Yeah, but it's a small price to pay for.
I'm not complaining about it.
What they got him for. So, you know, but they, like, this offseason was, a very clear telegraph. That's my alarm to wake up to do a Patreon pod with you.
There you go.
This offseason was a clear telegraph to anyone who wanted to listen. Like, look, this is our core. We believe in our core. We are solidifying our core. And we have the feasibility to add you, name to be inserted later, to our core via a very easy trade. One more super chat comment here that I missed. Seth, what's going on, Seth? Good to see you again. All of our guys from our
town. Oh God, it's Skylar.
from our Patreon town hall. Julius is bringing that warrior mentality back, like the Ewing Starks, Oakleys, Masons, and Houstons did in our glory days. Can't overstate what his impact was on and off the court from that angle in particular. So yes. Anything you
want to
say, Sass?
Well, okay, Sass, say something. Nothing? You got nothing? When I say something, you get shy?
She's very shy.
For some reason, all I have to do is address her, and she gets shy. Yeah, we see you. We see you, Sass. I hope those of you listening to the podcast go back and watch this and see just how adorable the Macker children are.
What were you going to say, Andrew?
No, just Eddie Cologne in the chat, regular chat. Andrew, what's your beef with Brady? I don't know. I have no beef.
He's Tom Brady.
I like quarterbacks whose faces aren't real or hairlines aren't real and who had the audacity to be born on the same day I was.
Okay, I'm done in a second.
I'm also a Jets fan. Fill in the blanks. Okay.
All right.
Anyway.
We gotta get out of here because I gotta make these kids breakfast. One of these kids breakfast. The other one doesn't eat breakfast.
Thank you everybody for tuning in. I'll close with some programming notes. The 6-hour live stream that we did the other day will be available on the KFS podcast feed Friday starting at noon. We'll be dropping an hour of the show at a time. So from noon, 1 p.m., 2 p.m., and so on. So if you want to go back and listen to it, it will be available for you to listen to. And as John mentioned, the legend Chuck D will be our special guest on Friday. Start dropping it midnight, both on the KFS YouTube channel and on the KFS podcast feed. And later today, a Patreon pod will be dropping for those in the mellow tier and up. So tune in for that.
Looking forward to that. We get to grade all the free agents.
We do. We're going to go through the free agent moves that have been made so far since Tuesday. So yeah, I think that's it. John, sign us off.
Julius Randle makes the same on average as DeMar DeRozan. Is there any other way to sign off other than that?
Two gentlemen that are near and dear to your heart.
And Julius Randle. Hold on. Julius Randle, when this contract is over, will still be younger than DeMar DeRozan is right now. Just throwing that out there. That's how I wanted to sign off. Less like actual content part. 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
26 years old. The thought that you know, it's a mirage and the whole thing. He may still get better, and you say that because the work ethic is there. And if you read all of the stories about Julius Randle that have been written over the years, the work ethic is not a new thing. This was not a bid to get him a contract. The work ethic has always been there. He came into the league. He was kind of doughy and not as in good a shape as he could have been. And then once he got around Kobe for a while, that switch flipped. Mm-hmm. So I think in terms of making it an investment in a guy who you know is going to continue to take this seriously as a profession, it should give you, a good feeling. Also, I'll read this just really quick because we have it from Ian Begley. League sources say part of Julius Randle's thinking on signing the extension is that he loves the organization and the fans. And that got my daughter to like start grabbing at air and wants to commit his prime to the team. Sources add that Randle wants to commit now to give New York Knicks financial flexibility. You know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means.
This is this is still still moves to be made on the horizon. Maybe not right now, but now they're not crippled by anything, which one more programming note. Speaking of crippled by contracts, you went on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Check out that interview John did with friend of the pod, Mike Bassick. They are not happy that they're crippled by a contract.
A particular contract.
Yes, by maybe a former unicorn. There's the actual big takeaway of this is that, like, what would you rather have? That contract with those knees and that attitude or Julius Randle?
I've been critical of him. Scott, you know who needs to take a victory lap? Scott Perry needs to take a victory lap. Scott Perry was a key voice in getting Kristaps Porzingis the hell out of here. He was a key voice in bringing Julius Randle in here. Mm-hmm. That single decision, as much as anything, has reshaped the organization. So for I have been critical of Perry in the past. You can't say a bad word about him anymore. Especially that, you know, he's helped because he's been there too. Helped turn the organization into a place that Randle actually wants to be here. Okay. Mm-hmm. On that note, last thing,
Barry Craver in the super chat.
Thanks for all the work this week and every day. You guys are the go-to for all things Knicks. You should have every Knicks fan following. Well, that'd be great. If you know a Knicks fan who's not following us on YouTube, tell them to go subscribe. Tell them to subscribe to the podcast. tell them to do all the things. And this is a lot of fun. It's been a good week.